शान्तिः शान्तिः ॐ शान्तिः ॐ टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस ऑन द वैदिक वर्ड वैदिक टर्म तृप्ति 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 एज यू हर्ड दैट आई चैंटेड ए वर्स फ्रॉम दुर्गा सप्तशती द मदर डिवाइन्स फेमस प्रेयर्स सेज या देवी सर्वभूतेषु तृप्ति रूपेण संस्थिता. These verses are from the prayers of all the gods and rishis when they started to pray to the divine mother, mother nature. They called the mother nature so many things, like you are a great mother. In this verse they say, mother, you are everywhere. The power of nature, as a power of nature, mother, motherly nature lives everywhere, but you are in tripti too. Tripti. Let us chant this word, because all these syllables in this word has the vibration to give you tripti. I'm not translating this word tripti in one word. It's very difficult to just give you English version of one word of tripti. It's not possible. I tried. That's why I have to explain you what tripti is. One thing I can tell you, the atripti, a means no. Tripti means you will know. Atripti means craving, bad craving. And tripti is the answer of the craving. Any kind of craving will go. If you will know the meaning of tripti, and today you will know for sure. Whenever, as soon as you will know the meaning of tripti, then you will know that tripti is the answer for all kinds of craving. All kinds of craving. So this word has the power, all the Vedic words have the power to do what they mean. The vibration coming out of the word from all the syllables, because these vibrations are so pure, these syllables are so pure, every syllable, as we discussed this Mother Divine, Vedic Sutra, Vedic Sloka, Vedic Verse, Mantranam, Matrika Devi, Shabdanam, Jnana Rupinim, Jnananam, Chinmayatita, Shunyanam, Shunya Sakshinim. All the syllables, the matrikas, are syllables. The Rishi says, Mother Nature, you live in every syllable. Your vibrations are there. And you live in the words, you live like a meaning of the word. Mantranam, Matrika Devi, Shabdanam, Jnana Rupinim. In the words you live like a Jnana, wisdom. In the word, wisdom is you, the mother nature. In Jnananam Chinmayatita, the ultimate meaning of Chinmay, ultimate meaning of God, ultimate meaning of the consciousness, ultimate understanding the cosmos, you are there as the understanding of all deepest knowledge, the purest knowledge of the universe about everything. And you are there to witness everything, all the drama of the nature, all the dancing of the nature. You are the witness also. So these words are very powerful. They have action. When we chant Tripti, they have action of giving you, stopping your craving, giving you the total satisfaction, mental, emotional, spiritual, sensory, all kind of satisfaction, all kinds of contentment it gives, this word Tripti. Before going into detail of the word of Tripti, we will like to chant together, awake the vibration, Tripti vibration in your every nadis, every gap, every organs, every systems. Chant this word for 5 times with me. And then have an experience, vibrational experience of Tripti, and then I will elaborate. The elaboration of every Vedic word, because they are so deep and so big and so huge, so broad meanings, specific meanings are there. Every Vedic person, they explain to you, according to their understanding of the word, how many times in their life they implemented this word, they practiced this word, based on their understanding and perception and practical experience. These words are being defined. I will try to define this word today the way my father defined and the way I experience in my practice. Let us chant. Tripti has three sections. Tri, E, and Apti. Tri, E, Apti. Tripti. Tripti. Chant. Tripti. 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 Tri, E, and Apti makes this word Tripti. Tri means trial. Tri means three. The three in Sanskrit became three in English. Three. Three. Then the second syllable is E. E. And then Apti is the third section of this word. So let us elaborate these three sections of the word, and then exactly you will know what it means. Three means three. E means the first syllables of Ishwar. E means Ishwar. E means the functional power who runs the whole universe. E is the power of nature. E is the power of nature. E is the power of nature in action. E. Three. Three. E, the silent nature's action power, power in action, which is creating everything, which is making the silent nature in action. That's E. You might have heard the name, one of the name of God, we say Ishwar. Ishwar is the name of the translation of the God, power of nature. E is the God and Shwara is the rhythm. If you have taken, if you know, whoever has taken this vibrational medicine course in Pennsylvania, Ars Vidya Gurukulam, all the, this whole course was with no swara. Swara is the rhythm, the vibrational power of the nature. Ishwar. E is the silent part which is in action. The silence in action. Silence in dynamism. You know, there are two actions of the God, silence and dynamism. E is the dynamic part, dynamic explanation, dynamic expression of the silent power, silent God, the God, silent God who just witnessed everything, but everything, the dynamism is coming from the silence. So this E is the dynamism in action, which is coming from the silence. So that's the E. Tri-tra-tri-e means it is telling you what is tripti. Tripti is, let me explain the apti also. Apti means here using, absorbing. Apti is absorbing. Then this three power of nature. Using, absorbing, ultimately using this three power of nature. Tri-tri-e-apti. Apti means absorbing, using it. Ultimate use when you do everything, absorbing, really soaking everything, absorbing everything. Absorbing the all three vibration of nature. E, the dynamic power of nature. Three in apti means absorbing, using, ultimately using this three power of nature. Now I'm coming to the point, I know now, by now, all my old students, they might have guessed where I'm going and where this tripti word is going. What are the three dynamic power of nature? Three dynamic power of nature is prana. Prana contains, the prana means the three dynamic power of nature. By now you know. Soma, lunar energy, Agni, solar energy, cooling, nurturing energy. Soma is cooling, nurturing energy. We are calling lunar energy because we are close to moon. Moon is influencing our life by giving us soma, cooling, nurturing, growth-giving, stabilizing, sweet energy. Agni is the transforming energy, giving power of transformation, helping soma, cooling, nurturing energy, to transform into, or just to transform into tissues and organs. So this is Agni, and Marut is the etheric energy, energy from space and air, who gives power of circulation, power of movement to soma and Agni. So now you know in a one way that the deepest understanding of Tripti is when these three energies, body is ultimately using these three energies, pranic energy, soma, Agni and Marut, cooling, nurturing, transforming and circulating energy. That is Tripti. Means whatever you are eating, whatever you are breathing, whatever you are listening, all has this three dynamic power, pranic power of Soma, Agni and Marut. And whenever, whatever way, whatever methods are there to absorb, to utilize this energy from food, from water, from air, from the vibrational energy of nature. Whatever technique is there, whatever understanding is there, that is Tripti. And whenever either you are not eating proper food or you are eating too much imbalanced food, bad food, then you crave. Then you crave. Whenever either there is no prana in your food or there is no way to process pranic energy in your body, when your body is not competent to process the energy, then you crave. Yes? That state is called atript. Atript. See, this tript and atript, the word is being used in Vedic culture, even in common India nowadays, but understanding what Tripti means. This meaning of Tripti is deepest meaning which relates to the pranic energy absorption system. It means you have to have prana in your food, you have to have prana in your water, you have to have prana in your air, in balance, and then your body, your nadis, your physical body, your physical organ, your vibrational channels, your physical channels should be working in coordination, in same rhythm to have the apti, the absorption, utilization of the prana. This is the meaning, the real meaning of tripti. It is not just the physical tripti. It is not telling you that just the, you know, physical or sensory tripti, like when your senses are craving for something, false craving going on in your body, and then you keep satisfying your senses only if that food, that water, whatever you are eating, whatever you are breathing, if that does not have the prana, if the drink does not have prana, if the food does not have prana, senses are enjoying it, but it is not, it does not have this three aspect of prana, and your nadis, your channels, your digestive channels are not good, your enzymatic system is not great, then the apti of this three pranic energy is not there. The absorption is not there, or there is no prana, then tripti, the total satisfaction and feeling like you got it. You know, whenever you are eating some food which has prana there, which has this all three vibration, dynamic vibration of nature, you have a bite. You see that food, you have a darshan of that food, and you have the aroma coming from that food, the live pranic aroma coming of that food. You feel like that bliss is coming out of you. The bliss, that aroma, that vibration, the pranic vibration of the food is going directly through your senses to the mind and to your heart and to your light of the soul, sattva. You say, wow. And I am trying to experience this tripti every day. Every day. So what I'm saying here that tripti is not just the sensory satisfaction. Tripti is not just the physical satisfaction. Tripti has to have the enough pranic, the food has to have enough pranic energy, and your physiology has to have the power of processing that power, the pranic energy. So it is satisfying your senses, your mind, your physical area of the cellular system, your vibrational area of the cellular system, and ultimately it should be satisfying the light of the soul. It has to be satmya. Sa-atmya, the other word in a Vedic wisdom is sa-atmya. What food is great? Ayurveda says, all those food, all those water, all those vibrations are great if they are satmya. Sa means fit. Atma means soul. See, the gem part of the soul, the gem, the real soul does not need anything. But the light of the soul needs this pranic vibration, the dynamic power of the nature. Constantly, the light of the soul receives it and delivers to all vibrational molecules of the body, which is ultimately nourishing the physical molecules, which is ultimately nourishing the physical tissues and physical organs and systems. So today we are here to know how to get the state of tripti, a state of total mental, physical, sensory, emotional, and spiritual contentment. Total. That's tripti. There are certain tips are there which does not involve any physical thing. Like always I say, to have good pranic food, cooking method should not have any harsh crushing or harsh cooking. Do not use any synthetic chemical to enhance the taste or preserve. Because prana has to be there in the food, in the water. Any anti-pranic activity is there. If anti-pranic, the killing the pranic activity, if you do anything like that, means that E is not there. That 3E is not there. The pranic energy is not there. Then from where the apti is going to come? What you are going to, your body is going to absorb? Your body is going to absorb the apranic, no pranic energy, crazy energy, buzzy energy of the chemicals. Then how you can expect tripti? There is no dynamic power of nature there. Who is going to create the state of tripti in your physiology? When you are craving for sugar, what you are craving? Whenever you are craving for sugar, you are craving soma. You are craving lunar energy. Whenever your body goes low in lunar energy, you crave for sugar. That is brain's way, the senses' way to tell you that you need more soma. Yes? Let us see in what situation we crave sweet. When you are emotionally challenged, when your heart is, you know, the sadhak pitta is high, the sadhak agni, the high, your emotional heart is facing challenges. When your green energy in the heart is more and more active, it burns your soma because there is agni there. Sadhak agni. Susruta says there is agni in the heart. Why the agni is there? Why the agni is there in the heart? Because whatever thought is coming, whatever you are listening, whatever you are reading, whatever day-to-day challenges are there, that agni energy of the heart is cooking that thought, cooking that knowledge, and transforming that so that brain can use that knowledge, brain can absorb that knowledge. All the knowledges are going through that sadhak agni. That's why the fire is there. What we are digesting there? We are digesting thoughts, we are digesting challenges, we are digesting all negative and positive thoughts, knowledge, wisdom. That's why agni is there. Whenever you are facing any unwanted challenges, emotional challenges, that agni goes high. Sadhak agni, agni of the heart, goes high. And then whenever agni goes high, either in stomach or heart or liver or eyes, these are the seats of agni. Whenever the agni goes high, in this case when you're emotionally challenged, you crave sweet, yes? And sweet has both the madhur rasa, the sweet has both aspects of soma, liquid and solid, water and earth. You are craving for soma, that's the nature's way to tell you, you have to eat sweet. And if you are eating a pranic sweet, if you are eating sweet, doesn't have prana, or some odd kind of vibration is there. And then say, oh, I'm craving sweet. You keep eating sweet and craving more and more and more and more. Why? Because there is no 3E there. There is no 3 dynamic power of the nature there. There is no soma particularly. We are craving for soma. Maybe there is some agni from chemicals like that. But there is no soma there. If you are eating chocolate with white sugar, with preservatives, with food colors, they taste sweet, yes, they taste sweet. But there is no soma there. Your light of the soul, sattva, is saying, you know, we need soma to balance this sadhak agni. We need soma. What are you doing? Say, give me the real one. Give me the real thing here. It's not enough. And if you don't give real soma genic sweet, then you keep eating, and then overloading your liver, overloading your whole body, and clogging your channels, and then say, you know, I'm craving sugar. Same thing happens when you are hungry, when your pitta is high, digestive fire is high. Same thing happens when you are all five agni of the liver is high, you know, liver has five agni. When all five agni of liver is high, liver is hot, you crave soma, you crave sweet. You walk, you see lot of hot light, walk under the sun, you crave sweet. Why? Because you are exposing yourself to the sun, too much heat there, which is burning your soma, demand of soma goes high, you crave for sweet. So all these things are happening. The first immediate answer is, have the sweet which has all component of prana, which is high in soma. Fresh fruits, pears, milk, all the, like, you know, you can make your own electrolyte with the sugar and lime and all those. But let me go get, first thing is, you have to have pranic sweet, means all natural, all organic fruits, milk, they are full of soma. Instead of using white sugar, if you don't have sugar sensitivity, you can use sugar, raw sugar. So this is one aspect of giving you soma and supporting your craving, but that's the one aspect. The another aspect is, it is well known that the soma is all cooling, nurturing, little heavier energy. Energy in all sweet, all even natural sweet, they are heavier because they are soma predominant. You need some agni. Always you need some agni to transform that soma to the lighter energy, transform to ojas, transform to kapha, and you need that energy to flow. You need little bit of marut, you need lot of agni to transform that energy and help the body to absorb that energy. That's why always if you follow the Ayurvedic principle, don't do extreme, don't do too much of soma. If you just soma too much, it is going to give you overweight, it is going to give you clogged channel, it is going to give you swelling. Of course, even the pure soma, just the soma, if you're not careful to add some agni to this, you have not careful to add some marut to this, which is agni is going to give power of transformation and marut is going to give power of flow. Soma has to be transformed to ojas, to kapha. Soma has to be transformed to all the tissues, all the physical aspects of the body is the transformed aspects of the soma. Stability, growth giving, whenever I explain soma. Soma has to be transformed to jillion things in our body. Who is giving the power of transformation? That power of transformation is given by the agni. And then, what happens in the body? The transformation happens in the transit because everything is moving in the body. Everything is keep moving, transforming, keep moving and the transforming. Everything is just supported by the swara, supported by the rhythm of the body. Everything is keep going on and on, transforming and traveling, transforming and moving, transforming and moving. Who gives that movement? Marut is giving that movement. Marut is giving that movement. Ongoing movement, not only Marut is giving the movement, Marut is also giving the intelligent movement, intelligent flow. How much, when, how much and when, what aspect, how much hormone to be transformed from the soma, that is the job of the Agni. But when that hormone is kind of ojas according to Ayurveda, when that hormone should reach to the targeted tissue, targeted area, who determines that? Marut determines that. The etheric energy, the power of air, power of space is determining that when and how, when and how much hormone or any neurotransmitters are reaching, should reach. When this cell needs this particular molecule of soma or transformed soma, like hormones or any chemicals, that is being determined by the marut aspect of the pranic energy. That's why in a practical Ayurveda, we say people that your food should contain all six tastes. Your food should contain all six tastes. Why? Because you need soma. By having liquid and solid aspect of soma, having sweet taste, then you need agni. Then you need pungent and salt. The salt, salty taste and sour taste has the soma and agni. Why we need salt and sour taste on day-to-day life? Because it has both soma and agni. You know, in the hierarchy of six tastes, maduram lalavana katutikta kashay, the hierarchy matters in Vedic wisdom. First is madhura. First taste is the sweet taste. Then second is, immediately after that, is amla, sour taste. Predominance-wise, we have to have more soma. That's why we have to have like a grains, and we have to have something fruits and squashes like that. Then immediately after that, what is the next taste should be? Sour taste. That's why I say, always sprinkle some lime juice on your food. Then the third is, why sour taste? Because sour taste has liquid part of the soma and agni. Both blended in. Very nice combination. Then you have the salt, madhura, amla and lavan. Why we need salt? Because salt, particularly the soma salt kind of salt, you need, because what soma salt has? Agni and earthy vibration. Earthy vibration. Vibration of prithvi there. The other salt has, sea salt has more agni and more water, vibration of the water. But this soma salt has agni and earthy part, the prithvi part, the prithvi ansh is there, the vibration of the earth there. Why we need that? Because we need that, because already we have water part in the soma, the water part in the water part in the sweet and water part in the sour taste. We need something earthy vibration to absorb. That's why the good salt like soma salt is helping to absorb. See, you, as I was saying, you need the soma to be transformed. That's why you need agni, but you need a little bit. The water part is giving, water is giving the flow, helping the marut to flow better. And then the soma salt is there, has agni, helps to transform the soma, what we are eating. And then earthy vibration there is helping to absorb. That's why we need good salt like a soma salt. Then the third factor is madhur amla lavan, then the pungent test there. We need something pungent. Something pungent. Why? Because the pungent test has a marut energy. And the marut energy with the fire energy. Why we need that marut energy? Marut, as you know, marut is open, marut is helping the flow. But flow cannot happen if the channels are blocked. Flow cannot happen if the channels are blocked. So, the marut energy in the pungent test, like a chili, black pepper, white pepper, ginger, their predominance of the pungent test, and pungent test has the Agni and marut energy, means Agni is opening the channels, keep helping that transit transformation transit, and marut is giving the flow. Marut is giving the flow. So we have to have something pungent. Then we have to have little bit something bitter and astringent, which are very much marut predominant, to enhance the flow. So first answer of atripti, the first answer of craving, atripti, no tripti means craving. First answer to craving is your food, your tea, your maybe your something in your drinking water should have all six tastes. The six tastes, what the six tastes are? These are the manifested aspect of prana in the food. That's how they are. Six tastes. So the food should have all six tastes. Tea should have all six tastes. You know, these are the basic things to specify your craving. Then what other things are? You have good food. You have good water. I always recommend drinking water should be the spring water, because whenever you use anything to kill prana, pranic activity like a chlorine, what they do? What chlorine? Why they are using the chlorine? To kill the bugs, and the bugs cannot grow. It is not killing the bugs, bad bacteria. It is also taking away all the possible growth. Apranic, you know, they create the apranic, no prana situation. So that's why, at least for drinking, I recommend good spring water which has not gone through any chemical process. So prana is there. Another aspect to increase the state of tripti is when you are eating, don't do anything else. Don't watch TV. Don't read newspaper or novel. Don't talk on phone. I know this sounds like we are going into the ancient days, ancient times. I know the business meeting, cell phone talking and eating, you know, watching TV, eating, this became part of our culture. But we should not do that. I have to tell you the truth. Sometimes it is hard for me to follow these rules, but I have to tell you the truth that we should all follow. If you really want to create the state of tripti, why? Because see, the whenever you are seeing the food, you see what you are going to eat, and your eyes, your visionary power, your power of smelling, power of having the aroma, It is supporting your limbic system, goes to your brain, and brain is being getting the alert sign that okay, you are eating this, brain has to signal the different enzymatic system, different channels, that this person is going to have a rough food or liquid food or sweet to support, keep the pancreas in the alert. You are going to eat too much somagenic food, then the fire has to be raised, the burner has to be raised in that limit. Who is commanding those things? Scientists know some, but not everything, that how many actions, how many commands are being controlled by the brain. That's why don't engage your brain in anything else. Don't watch TV while you are eating, and don't divert your brain. Don't make your brain try to work in multitasking when you are eating. Let your brain completely focus on your food. Let your brain observe what you are going to eat and what you are eating, and command. Let the brain command the whole organs and system, enzymatic system, hormonal system. And whenever you confuse your brain does not know where to focus. Either watching TV and talking on cell phone, or discussing the business on the table, or discussing the politics on the table, brain does not know where to focus. Brain knows that focusing on your food assimilation, food digestion, everything is necessary. But when you confuse your brain is what brain is making. You know what today's science is saying? When you confuse your brain, too much multitasking, brain is either making cortisol or histamine. And when you have allergy, what you get? Antihistamine. So this is another factor that to get to the state of tripti, give time to yourself. Bite, chew a little bit more, at least 20-30 times, chew. Get the aroma, get the pranic energy in. Keep your mind there. Enjoy the pranic food. Then what will happen? All the organs and systems and the gaps, enzymatic system, limbic system, all the systems will be properly commanded by your mind. And mind will be connected to the light of the soul. So mind will be not under control of the senses. Senses will enjoy this aroma and everything, but they will not be able to grab the mind and make the mind crazy to eat too much of anything, too much of sweet, or too much of sour, or too much of salt, or too much of pungent. There are all kinds of craving going on in this world, not only sweet craving. When you give this mind time to absorb, time to have apti, three ipti. Your food has all three dynamic energy of nature, but to absorb, you know what tripti is? To absorb, to use, to soak all the pranic energy. That will not happen if you will keep your mind busy in something else other than the food. It makes a lot of difference. Immediately, in a couple of days, if you just start eating good food in a silence, experiencing the vibration, believe me, I have seen a lot of cravings goes away. Lots of cravings goes away. So you have to be practicing this also. And all the abnormal cravings will go away. If your body is deficient in protein, you will crave for protein. If your body is deficient in a soma, you are going to crave for sweet. If you're deficient in agni, you will crave for little black pepper or salt or sour taste. Then what you have to do? You have to use properly. Whenever you are craving for just sweet, don't eat just sweet. Have something. Like I always say, when you do stewed apple, have one clove there. Why I'm putting clove? The clove has a cooling energy, but channel opening energy. It has marut in it. It has agni. And it has a little bit of soma also there. So always, like whenever you are craving for sweet, have some nuts and seeds and some soma salt, you know, some spices there. And why these spices? Why these herbs are very powerful? Why you have to have, don't just eat one thing, don't just have the sweet. You know what I recommend whenever you are using the yogurt? Yogurt has a lot of soma, but more ardi soma. What is the difference between yogurt and milk? Milk has liquid soma and little bit of ardi soma. Milk is also little heavy. That's what we say. We say 50% milk, good organic milk, 50% water. Boil with little bit of cinnamon and cardamom. And if you are craving for black pepper or white pepper, have some black or white pepper there. And boil it. Why we say that? When you are boiling the milk with all these spices there, what you are doing? Milk is full of soma. You are infusing the vibration, incorporating the vibration of Agni and Marut also, so that it becomes easy on your in your body to digest and absorb the milk. Like yogurt is little bit more abhisyandhi, yogurt is little bit more heavier than milk. So what you do? That's why we say make a lassi. Dilute the yogurt, 80% water, 20%, you know, that depends on every individual, how much you can handle. And then add some soma salt there. Give some agni. And add some spices. Add some toasted cumin, toasted and ground cumin. And if you have my mom's masala, you can use that because it has a lot of specific spices, a wonderful combination with the flavor. So what we're saying, these things that you have to have everything in combination. Don't just, if you crave sweet, don't just have like a sugar and milk. Don't just have the sugar and the yogurt. Sometimes I recommend yogurt, nutmeg, and honey. What is the difference between honey and sugar? Honey has agni in it. Honey is also sweet and sugar is also sweet. See the sugar, how you will know what element is more or less? Go to the source of that material. Go to the source of that dravya. Source of sugar is sugar cane. Sugar cane is full of soma. Source of honey is from where honey bees are gathering those molecules of the sweet, from the flowers, which is completely exposed to the sun. Then honey bees are sucking the molecules, and because honey bee, these creatures, that honey bee is full of agneya. The bees are full of agni. That's when they sting somebody, it is burning like crazy. They have a lot of agni in their body. So they get that power, the molecules from the flowers, which is completely being exposed to the sun. More solar energy is there. And then who is processing that? Who is converting to the honey? The honey bees. They are full of agni. That's why honey is better. Honey has agni and soma combination. So that's why we say no to honey if somebody has high pitta going on, high agni is going on. But honey is better substitute of sugar if somebody has sugar craving and they are having overweight and all the side effect of the high soma or high intake of bad sugar, even good sugar. That's why honey is a better substitute for that. But again, be very careful. I'm telling in general, but if somebody has diabetes or something, they have to consult with their doctor. This is for all those people who doesn't have any medical condition. So that's what all the spices and herbs, always cook with the spices. You have some herbal teas every day. I started to give this recommendation since last 10, 12 years in this country. Everybody's getting their own spice mix. Everybody's getting the soma salt. Everybody's getting some kind of herbal tea. Why? Because if you just eat sweet, you're craving sweet or craving sour or craving salty. If you just eat sweet, just get a lot of soma, just get a lot of agni. There's nothing to cool, nothing to enhance the flow, nothing to circulate. Then everybody is going to get to the trouble. So that's why the spices, we always recommend what the spices are doing. I will give you some brief description of the spices. The turmeric. You know, turmeric is very famous nowadays. A lot of alternative doctors are saying, have turmeric. Turmeric is the best. Turmeric has this anti-cancer property. Turmeric is antioxidant. Turmeric is good for liver detox. Turmeric is good for anything. Believe me or not, a lot of researches are going from common cold to cancer. Turmeric is good, good, good. Turmeric is mentioned in Vedic literature, in Athar Veda. Since then, turmeric is keeping people healthy. But some researchers have gone through all the research and then they say yes. And then they start to recommend turmeric capsule, turmeric tea, using allopathic mindset. Because what turmeric does? Turmeric helps to detox the liver. Turmeric helps to detox the cellular system. Turmeric helps to repair even the DNA damage, researchers are saying. But there is two things, three things. The science of combination, some yoga, some scar, science of processing, science of cooking, and upyog, how to use it, how much to use it. These three factors has to be used in every spices. Everything basically, but spices are very powerful. They have a lot of medicinal power. So this turmeric business is going on. They say, okay, no, have 1 teaspoon twice a day, 2 capsules twice a day. No, we should not do that. Otherwise, tomorrow they are going to say that turmeric is creating the side effect. Because the effect of turmeric is activating liver and cleaning the liver right away. That's why we say turmeric. Because turmeric is supplying prana to the every molecules of the liver first. Turmeric is having the bitter taste, astringent taste. Turmeric is having the lot of marut energy, very powerful marut energy. See, there is in general marut, soma and agni energy, but every spice in everything God has given specific intelligence. Turmeric is richer. Turmeric has a very richest intelligence to clean the liver and repair the intellectual damage of the liver. But we have to be really careful. Don't do just turmeric. Always combined. And always cook with your milk or with your food, with your lentil. Don't use just turmeric. Because there is a science of combination there and how to use it. So these spices in general, always we blend in, always we blend. So the turmeric is good because turmeric is supplying pranic energy, this marut predominant pranic energy to the liver. And when liver is good, because whatever we are eating, everything is going to the liver system. When liver is good, whole body is good. Of course, you have to keep channel open of the whole molecules. The second spice always I use, cumin. Cumin has a very specific kind of marut predominant energy. It has agni too, to enhancing the absorption. Good combination of marut, lot of marut and lot of little agni, not too much agni like black pepper or chili, but it has enough agni to open the channel and marut to enhance absorption. Who can absorb the moisture, the air and the space element? So second spice is the cumin. See, the here you need good liver to process all the nutrients, to clean all the unwanted thing coming to your body. Then you need something to help your colon to absorb. Then only it is going to reach to the liver. Cumin is good for that. Then I like coriander seed. Why coriander seed? In the weight loss, the role of liver is great. You have to have a good liver, and to have good liver, you have to have turmeric. Then you have to absorb all the nutrients. The total absorption system has to be intelligent enough to absorb only the good thing, not absorb the bad thing. That's also cumin does. Creates a wonderful environment for friendly bacteria. And you know this friendly bacteria we call yogini, which is absorbing, this friendly bacteria is absorbing the all the nutrients of the food and delivering to the body. And cumin creates a wonderful environment for good bacteria, friendly bacteria, and that is always bad environment for the bad bacteria. Why we need coriander? Because coriander we need, no matter how healthy food we are eating, we are always making some ama, some unwanted material, we are inhaling unwanted material, you know, stress. We are a lot of ways we are making some of our own toxins, some biological toxins, some genobiotics. So we need something to clean the blood. And coriander has that tonic energy. Little sweetness to bind, little astringency to bind, and little bit bitterness, little bit, very little to have the flow. So this coriander is very good to bind the toxins from the blood and take them out. Take them out by urinary system. Then the next spice, because see, a lot of people are having heavy weight because they are retaining water. I'm just not talking about the water retention due to medical condition, because a lot of medical conditions are there, they retain water. But in general, if your cellular system is not supported by something which can clean the cell, clean the blood, then you retain water and then you gain weight. So coriander is your answer. First I will go through the top 10 spices and then I will go through the some herbs. Then you have, you know, always fat problem of the metabolism of the fat is that. So fenugreek has the energy. Fenugreek has the specific power, a specific prabhava of the nature, which is helping the fat metabolism and sugar metabolism. A lot of scientific researchers are saying the same thing. Then you need some black paper or white paper to open the channel so the marut can flow. The pungency and astringency of these peppers, if you like green chilies, you can add, but you have to be very careful, they have a lot of agni. Then you need cinnamon. Why you need cinnamon? Cinnamon in all the sweet dishes has the cinnamon there. Why? Because cinnamon is enhancing the sugar metabolism. Then you need some ginger also there, or Ayurvedic ginger, cooling ginger, to support the opening the channel, supporting the digestive enzymes. Then you need some cardamom. I like to use both green cardamom and black cardamom. Green cardamom is, of course, all these spices are going to give you good flavor, but they have their therapeutic property because they have different kind of vibration of the nature. Cardamom, the green cardamom is supporting the fat and basically protein metabolism, protein assimilation. And the dark cardamom is very aromatic. They do the same thing. They support the protein metabolism, but they open the channel also. So these spices, they're working in such a way, this is best nature's gift to us. They help your food to contain all six tastes because they have so many tastes. That's why they are very powerful. Always use spices in your food. Always use some spices based on what you need. Always use some spices which has all these ingredients there. And try to get all organic spices, because spices are your greatest medicine in the food. Spices are the grammar of, if the whole food is a literature, spices are the grammar. It changes the meanings of the food. And it is giving you all six tastes. And always use this Soma salt, because we have a lot of discussion, a lot of research, the purest Himalayan salt, which has all the purity, we purify them, and it gives you taste also. Always try to have some healthy herbal water or healthy tea, which has all these ingredients there. You might have heard about Jimnima. And if you like tea leaves, nowadays, the tea leaves are there, which is, they are calling silver needle tea, but it has to be really this tea. What is the silver needle tea? White tea is the first five leaves, when the leaves are coming in the spring season, the first five leaves of the tea plant is this silver needle tea. It has to be really, just not the label, it has to be that tea, which has very least amount of caffeine vibration, which has lots of somagenic chemicals there, lot of antioxidants, lot of healing energy there. My father used to get that tea and always had that tea. And nowadays, a lot of researchers have done research on this tea, that this is the best tea. That tea, even you don't like a lot of caffeine, if you like even little caffeine, it gives you energy of little bit vibration of caffeine, but most of the energy is coming from this great pranic vibration. I'm going to call this tea Soma tea leaves, because I'm personally using it, and I know I was in Sacramento. I know that Dr. Sai Carpenter must be in this conference also. Dr. Sai Carpenter is an MD, and he is learning a lot of my kind of treatments. and I'm going there to see his patient in his office like I used to do. I do for all my practitioners. He took me to, in my last visit, he took me to one of the very nice tea shop in Sacramento. Very nice tea shop, very beautiful packaging, good. And then the guy in the tea shop, he told that, you know, to select the tea, which tea I like, he gave me about 10 teas to test without telling me what it is. And I picked, after testing all the tea, I just picked this tea. They are calling silver needle tea. That tea I picked, nobody told me before, but thank God my perception, I felt that pranic energy there, because all were the teas, all were the white teas. And I just picked this tea, but the cost of the tea was like $50 for 2 or 4 ounces, I forgot. So since then I thought, it was a couple of months ago, since then I thought I'm going to source my own, with my own resources, this tea from India, and I'm going to make. Then Dr. Carpenter suggested me that why don't you make your own energy tea, like I'm keep recommending this blend of the tea where I use this white tea, this tea, like silver needle tea or Soma tea. And then I add some Jimnima there. You might have heard about Jimnima. Jimnima is enhancing the sugar metabolism. So I named this tea just yesterday, Tripti tea. Tripti tea, and this is the first time I'm talking about that. I added a little bit of Jimnima there. What Jimnima does? Jimnima has a pranic energy to enhance sugar metabolism. Then I added the cinnamon there. Cinnamon is aromatic, of course. I ate both cinnamon, the Indian cinnamon and the American cinnamon there, which is going to enhance the sugar metabolism. Then I added very special root I got imported from India, is the root of blue lotus. Blue lotus, you know, lotuses are very divine, all the lotuses, but the blue lotus is very divine in it, because it has a power of Mother Nature to nourish and very aromatic. So that lotus root is there. Then I added a very wonderful Soma and Marut energy containing Harsingar flowers, hand-picked Hans Harsingar flowers, which has the Soma energy, nice fragrance, and which has the Shiva's energy, because he liked this flower. That is there. Then I added a little bit of neem. What? Why the neem is? The neem is the energy, the very bitter. Neem is the supplying 10 times more prana to the liver. It has the neem there. It will make, it makes the tea little bitter, but nice bitter if you are addicted to the coffee due to just having some bitter taste. This neem, adding this neem in this Tripti tea will help. Then it has a white pepper. I'm not giving black pepper. A lot of people are, you know, too much black pepper they cannot handle. So we have a white pepper to open the channel so the Soma can flow. Then I had a little bit of saffron there, real saffron there, because what saffron has a wonderful energy of the nature, wonderful pranic energy to nourish the channel, nourish the physical channel. Then little bit of mace I added to calm down the mind and relaxing, which gives the relaxing effect on mind, but not sedating, not sleeping effect. I say relaxing awareness it gives. So I added both part of the nutmeg powder and the mace to help the giving you calming energy. If you want to relax, you can relax. Or if you want to work, you can work. So overall, all these spices and leaves are there. Many more is there, couple of more is there. why we want to do this. If you can collect these things and you can you make your own tea, because you have to have some kind of herbal water or tea in your life, and this tea will have good taste. It has a little bit of D-glyceride licorice also to give little sweeter, because licorice is full of soma too. So I use D-glyceride licorice there to have a nice little sweeter, masking little bit too much bitterness of Jimnima and the neem. So that is there also. And of course the coriander is there when all the detox will happen from this neem and Jimnima. The coriander is there to bind the toxins and eliminate from the body. So always have main messages, always have six tastes in your food. Have a proper food which has soma, which has agni, which has a little bit of grain, little bit of lentil, little bit of squashes, little bit of the protein. Protein must be there, because protein is the good protein is good combination of soma and little bit of agni itself. Why you need protein? Because as a nutrient, protein is good, because it has little bit of agni also, and very specific pranic intelligence all protein has to nourish the muscle tissue, all we know. But again, the protein has to be non-processed. Protein has a lot of intelligence to nourish muscle. All the chemicals are just made by protein. One protein has to be transformed to several kinds of protein. That's why the protein has to be intelligence. No processed protein, no processed meat, no processed cheese. Make your own cheese, or if you are, own paneer. If you don't know, you can go to my website or call my office. They will give you some paneer making, tips. And also, I developed a probiotic recipe, palatable probiotic recipe. You can call my office or email my office. You can get that, because I know a lot of probiotics capsules are available, but this recipe I made, which has yogurt in it, fresh homemade yogurt in it, and some spices and some other things to balance the heaviness, making the yogurt more light and more channel opening instead of channel clogging. Every heavy thing, particularly as I told you, yogurt has the soma, ardi soma, so yogurt is clogging the channels. But I developed this recipe and the method, which is opening the channels without killing the friendly bacteria. And it is becoming so flavorful. You will love to eat this yogurt. Lassi is serving the same purpose. If you make the soma salt and mom's masala or toasted cumin. But this recipe, I'm making and using it since last couple of months. It's helping my probiotic support so good. Flavorful, full of friendly bacteria, and tasty. And you can eat anytime. It is almost good for everybody. If somebody has any medical condition going on, they have to check with their doctor. But for in general, for a healthy person, great probiotic recipe. You can just call my office. They will email you or fax you. It will be available by Monday. So just must have some probiotic in your life, because as I told you, those friendly bacteria, we need to maintain our weight. We need to absorb the soma. These bacteria, they are getting all the vibrational and physical nutrients into them, and then they supply that to the body. These bacteria are called yogini. And Dr. Douglas Beach has given me very nice explanation. Yogini means combination. Yoginis, these are female creatures, because, only mother nature, only motherly power of the nature can ingest, hold, deliver, and nourish. That's why we worship the mother you know, feminine part of the nature, Mother Divine, because whenever we talk about getting the energy, holding the energy, creating new things, and nourishing the energy, only Mother can do. And these yoginis are mothers in millions or trillions in a mother's motherly form in our column, and they combine the outer world and inner world, outer, you know, universal energy to individual energy. That's why they are called yogini. Must take care of the yogini. The good yogurt has all kind of good friendly bacteria, and this recipe will tell you how to make that yogurt palatable without killing those yoginis. And this is going to be great. So thank you, everybody. I don't think that we have a time for question answer today, but if anybody has any question, email to us, the email given to you, and you will get the announcement. Already you got the announcement what James Pace has given you and Gail Herson has given you. I am giving these long courses on this craving and tripti in Santa Barbara in February, and in Northern California in Berkeley area in April. So feel free to call my office for all the information. And so everybody was listening good?
Yes.
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 Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vajra.
Next
very good. Thank you.
Next weekend is going to be Charak course, so we will get information about that also. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.